You're listening to WIN, Workers Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham. It took nearly a decade, but as Jesse Russell reports, employees of the Transportation Security Administration now have a collective voice on the job.
Nearly 45,000 TSA employees across the country voted in favor of representation by the American Federation of Government Employees. 85% of the transportation security officers voted in favor of unionizing in April, but they didn't agree on which union should be their representative. The AFGE just barely nudged out the National Treasury Employees Union by 500 votes. President Barack Obama restored the right of TSA employees to collectively bargain when he took office, a right stripped by the previous administration. In a statement, AFGE National President John Gage said that as the union moves forward representing the workers, it acknowledges that airports of different sizes have very different issues. He pledged to cover all of the bases.
The United Farm Workers are hoping a California bill allowing farm workers to form unions by majority sign-up will soon become law. Sean Hamilton reports.
United Farm Workers and their supporters rallied at California's state capitol Thursday to persuade Governor Jerry Brown to sign legislation making it easier for farm workers to organize. The author of Senate Bill 104, Sacramento Democrat Daryl Steinberg, told the crowd he was honored to have sponsored the Fair Treatment for Farm Workers Act, which he referred to as a civil rights bill. Arturo Rodriguez, president of the United Farm Workers, said the large growers who oppose the legislation pretend everything is fine and that they treat the workers well. Rodriguez said they ignore the 16 heat-related deaths that have occurred in the last 6 years. He said the growers don't provide enough water, shade, or rest breaks and generally push the workers too hard.
They're not machines. They're human beings, and they cannot work like that. That's why we need fair treatment for farm workers and SB 104 signed by Governor Jerry Brown, so farm workers will have a voice on the job, so they'll have an opportunity to really control what's taking place.
Governor Brown has until June 28th to sign the bill. Sean Hamilton, Sacramento, California.
Pacifica Radio says it's riveting. This is what democracy looks like. Wisconsin's Worker Uprising is a one-hour documentary for Madison-based Workers Independent News. Get your copy today at laborradio.org. This newscast made possible in part through underwriting from the AFL-CIO. You've been listening to WIN, Workers Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.